This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is threatening sanctions on Turkey unless a detained American pastor is released. Andrew Brunson, an evangelical pastor from Black Mountain, North Carolina, has been jailed in Turkey on terrorism and espionage charges. His case has strained relations between Turkey and the U.S., both NATO allies. Later Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump weighed in, tweeting that the United States will impose large sanctions on Turkey for the long-time detainment of Pastor Andrew Brunson, a great Christian, family man, and wonderful human being. He is suffering greatly. This innocent man of faith should be released immediately. U.S. President Trump is celebrating a trade deal he says he's reached with European allies, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's touring the Midwest today to reassure farmers hurt by his trade battles with European and other partners after agreeing yesterday with the European Commission to start talks on tearing down trade barriers.
We just opened up Europe for you farmers. You're not going to be too angry with Trump, I can tell you.
The president at a roundtable in Iowa. Earlier, Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said there's an agreement in principle with European partners, and getting where the president wants, free trade without barriers, won't happen fast.
Obviously, this is a complicated issue.
One that takes more than a 2 or 3 hour meeting to work out. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The effort by some House conservatives to impeach the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, faltered Thursday as House Speaker Paul Ryan said he didn't support the move. Ryan said it was inappropriate to impeach Rosenstein for failing to turn over documents demanded by Congress. Following his remarks, Freedom Caucus leader Mark Meadows, who had led the impeachment charge, also backed off, saying his group had agreed to give Rosenstein one last chance before lawmakers moved to hold him in contempt or impeach him. This is VOA News.